Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. My name is Mike Johnson. I am not him, and he is not I. That is because Squid Billy is not sitting with us today like yesterday. He's on remote. We'll be with him in just 1 second. Allie Mack is flanking me to my left, and Dylan is behind the glass playing the ones and twos today. Got a lot of things to get to, guys.
Many things to get to. If I could go back to school, I would like to see how the human mind works, because driving to work today, I almost got off the wrong exit because I was just on autopilot, and I almost got off the exit to my old apartment that I haven't lived in.
Wow.
Like Mount Perrin exit. I almost got off. That I have not lived there since 2022.
That's concerning, first and foremost. We should look into that. I don't know what school that would be when you said go back to school. I don't know if that's AP Psych or something like that.
Well, I was thinking like neuroscientist.
Okay, cool. I was sitting there going, when I was in high school, I took AP Psychology, but like, I don't know that that would be included in that, you know, that learning, that course stuff. No, I'm with you. You know what I did a couple days ago? Maybe it was Monday or maybe it was last week. I can't remember. But sometimes when I leave here, I order food, like a Subway breakfast sandwich or something, just to pick up on the way home. Or maybe a pub sub, early
Treat
pub
yourself.
Sub. Yeah, something like that. Because, you know, I'm up in Sandy Springs, so it's 20 to 30. And without a doubt, the last three times I've done this, I've passed right by whatever I've ordered. without question, I have passed right by whatever I've ordered. And I'm like, dude, I have to like, I get all the way home and I'm like, dude, I ordered food. What was I doing? Turn right back around and go get your food.
Do you go get the food or just?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And it's already paid for.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not letting those zeros go away. I'm a pretty cheap person when it comes down to it. If I've already spent the money, I'm going to go get it. You know what I used to, speaking of cheap, this happened to me yesterday three times. You know what I used to never do? Return items. Return. Now I'm like, dude, this is going back. I still, some of the stuff to like Home Depot, I still make my wife return it. I'm like, they're going to tell
nervous?
Me no.
Yeah.
They're going to tell me no. You do this. You're going to be a lot more firm with them than I will, or whatever it may be. But I returned like three items yesterday to different stores, and I was very proud of myself.
Standing
up for myself.
They've made it too easy now to return things. You have to.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I know. Maybe I should get up and take a bow. It felt good. Now, one of the items was like expensive, like a couple hundred dollars. So I was like, okay, that's got to go back. But then the other one was like, I don't know, $40. I was like, I need that extra 40, man.
You do need that extra 40. And, you know, I always get so anxious about that stuff, too. I'm like, okay, let me make sure I screenshot my QR code in case my Amazon app doesn't open. Have it all organized when I get to Whole Foods. And then they're just like, they've been there before. They know what they're doing.
They don't care. They don't care. The people at Whole Foods are like, what is it? Cool. They don't even look at the box.
My job all day, every day to do this. It's good.
Have you noticed that the Amazon returns, they added it to the scanning code to your Apple Wallet?
Yes.
Dude. Like, I was like, this is next level. Put it in my wallet. Put it in my Apple Wallet.
Give that person a raise.
I'm like, man, y'all really have smart people out there at Amazon. It's crazy. I don't know how you'll come up with this technological stuff, but here we are.
All right. So, Bo is intact. Bo, let's hear from you this morning. How's it going at Dauphin Island?
It's going. It's good. Got a little beach time yesterday, and so just trying to relax and work in between everything. I told Amy yesterday, I have a Zoom meeting tomorrow at noon, so probably going to need to be, you know, at the house, not at the beach during that time. But no, it's good. Yeah, well, you got to do things. Brown grass meeting, we got to make sure everything, you know, got to have things ready to go for the Brown Grass Charity Classic here in a couple months, which, you know, you can go to the 929 The Game events page and sign up for.
Even easier, you can go to the 929 Morning Shift Twitter. It is pinned to the top of our account. So you can click on that link. It takes you right to that page. You can go ahead and sign up. Let's take a look at what's happened since we got to talk to you last. The Giants are benching Russell Wilson. Jaxson Dart will be the starter this week against the Chargers. Bucs wide receiver Mike Evans is dealing with a hamstring injury, expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Oklahoma State has fired head coach Mike Gundy, and the automated ball strike challenge system is coming to the MLB full-time next season. Braves did beat the Nationals 3-2. That's their 10th straight win. I swear they are doing this to make sure Snit comes back next year. They're finishing strong. But two major pieces of news that will affect this weekend. Commanders Terry McLaurin is looking for more opinions on his quad. So his status for Sunday is unknown. And the Falcons have signed kicker Ben Sauls and wide receiver Devin Tompkins to the practice squad, which affects Sunday more, guys. Is it going to be Terry or the Falcons moves?
Yeah, scary Terry. Obviously, a lot to digest. Honestly, with all the stuff you just said, a lot to digest.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole I'm finding a second opinion on my quad thing, like, I can't decide which direction I feel like that's going. And I'm sure that we'll hear stuff throughout the show today and on into Thursday tomorrow about, like, what exactly that means. But, like, does he think it's better, that he's better off than it actually is, or does he think he's worse off than he's being told? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, is it like, oh, you'll be fine to play this week? And he's like, no, I don't feel that way. Or is it like, man, you need to miss a couple of weeks? And he's like, nah, that sounds ridiculous.
Or is it a mind game? Are they messing with us?
That we could. Like, God, that would be so bad. It'd be so mean of them to do that after the game we had last weekend. But, you know, anyways, I digress.
Bo, which one do you think is going to affect Sunday more?
Terry McLaurin. I mean, I don't even know. Look, the Devin Tompkins is—he's exactly what he was signed to be. He's there to run routes. He's a practice squad guy, and we don't know if Ben Sauls can beat out John Parker, Romo, and any of that. So I can't think about practice squad players. I know a star player on the other side not playing is a big deal, because I think it could affect how you don't know who's playing quarterback yet. And I think if McLaurin doesn't play, it could affect how they run their offense and what they do. You know, I haven't watched a lot, but I did watch the first half already of their game, and they used Deebo Samuel all over the place.
Yes, they did.
A lot like San Francisco used him about 3 or 4 years ago when the guy was a running back and a wide receiver and really more of a running back. This team came out. There are four of their first five plays on the opening drive, which was a short field situation because of Deebo Samuel. They were in an extra tackle, this jumbo package, Mike, with the extra tackle. I even saw them run an unbalanced look with Deebo in the wildcat at some point in this game. So, you know, if they have to use Deebo more as a wide receiver because Mariota is in there, which is what they're going to want to do, McLaurin not being there is big. If Jaden Daniels is in there and not having his number one option, that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wanted to ask you this question, Bo, because I've been mulling this over in my head since this Ben Sauls news came out. If they go through practice this week, and let's just say both kickers have the exact same week, let's just say both of them go 13 of 15 in live reps, just in front of the team, whatever live rep it is, they both go 13 of 15. Which guy do you think would be kicking this Sunday if they both had the exact same week of practice?
That's a good question. I don't know the ins and outs of how they make their decisions on special teams. But I would then be talking to each guy and just kind of see where their minds are at. Because kickers are wonky mentally, and they get in their own head, and now you've got a blank show. The health of the team is something. You know, the last thing I really want to do is make one of these guys a standard elevation and dress both of them. But I'm not telling you I'm unsold on it, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously Parker Romo is on the roster, but if I'm not liking necessarily what his mindset is, I might make Ben Sauls the standard elevation and then see where – let him kick before the game and wait one of them inactive. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot more that goes into it than anything. And I think, personally, that's probably what led to Ku, you know, not making that trip to Minnesota is maybe the mental – aspect of him and how he went about his business during that trial week.
Well, and I'm sure we all saw the news about Ku yesterday. We will get into that when we go in the huddle at 7:20 about him signing with the Giants. But I am curious, we're going to get into this a little bit deeper, but right off the top, the matchups that we're looking at, I know we all have our depth charts fresh off the press, these beautiful charts that we get every single week. Who are you looking at matchup-wise and you're like, we need to pay attention to that?
I would say that, well, and obviously, Al, you know what I'm looking at first, okay?
Yes. Like
all the gadgetry in the backfield. I will say off the top, I'm watching there, and I've been very hard on Cliff Kingsbury, but he's head and shoulders above a lot of other offensive coordinators, and I would include Zach Robinson in that right now. The way he has constructed this offense, the ability he has to draw up plays, and Bo mentioned it, they're heavy formation, they're unbalanced at a couple times, even without the jumbo package in. They're in 13 personnel. They got Debo at quarterback. They got Debo at running back. They're doing all kinds of different stuff. They're running Marcus Mariota. They're running wide zone with Debo. They're running duo from the quarterback. They're all kinds of stuff. So they're really, really good in that aspect. And, I know that they traded Brian Robinson, and then they lost I'm drawing a blank on his name, the guy that tore his Achilles last week or whatever it was. Yeah, Austin Eckler. So they kind of needed to place Debo in that situation. Their interior offensive line, though, leaves a lot to be desired. They replaced their two guards last week, and their center is still fighting an uphill battle. So I know we'll dive into that throughout the show, but that's kind of where my eyes immediately went, Bo.
Yeah, but I think Jacory Kroski-Merritt is a guy that they loved in the preseason, and they're high on, and I think that's why they got rid of Brian Robinson. And so the loss of – I feel like that Chris Rodriguez can step in that Austin Eckler type role as far as the power that comes from that. But they use Debo as well. I mean, that's why Debo was so active in there. So to me, it's you know, I think what Cliff Kingsbury brings that it's for as simplistic as he can be adjustment wise in the game. If you give him a week and you change something up, he's got the vast playbook. I mean, it's pretty large, and he showed that with I don't know. To me, everything that they did with Marcus Mariota, at least in that first half, was college. That was a straight college offense, and it really made him comfortable. And so, he stepped up and made some risky throws. He made some good throws, but I don't think they did anything that our defense can't handle based on what I've seen the first 3 weeks. One of the biggest plays in the game, which I believe was Kroski-Merritt making a big touchdown run. Just missed tackles. All missed tackles.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing but bad tackling by the Raiders. So, Debo Samuel and how they use him to me is how do you account for him and what's your game plan for Ulbrich with stopping and neutralizing Debo Samuel? Because if he gets going, it could be a long day.
Well, and this is the day where we really start to look at the nitty-gritty of what the Falcons are up against this weekend at the Benz. We'll dig more into these matchups next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're going to talk about the matchups we're looking at this weekend a little bit more in depth at the Benz. But I don't know if you guys have seen what Rodrigo Blankenship has been up to. Have you paid attention to his social media at all?
Oh, God, no. Is he angling for a job?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, but
I respect it.
It's interesting. He is recreating all the kicks in the NFL that didn't work out. So he's showing that he can do them every week until he gets another tryout.
That's a good game plan.
Yeah.
That's a good game plan.
I know we signed Devin Sauls to the practice squad, but it is interesting because I know a lot of people were bringing him up a few weeks ago when we were having issues with Koo.
Yeah.
Will he get a call off this, in your opinion, Mike?
Off of that, I don't know. I've actually seen people that do this before. And it's like there was a guy a couple years ago who was a college player and like camped outside of like, I don't remember, some team's headquarters where he was like, I'm going to be here every day until I get a tryout.
Yeah.
And it was like, had a sign like, I played in college. I can do this. I can do that. I don't even remember what position he played. It could have been a kicker.
Right.
But it was like, I'm going to camp out. And I don't remember if it ever worked out for him or not. And like, it was just like, okay, cool. I respect that. That's one way to get, you know, get a look. And I'm sure that, you know, 20 years from now, maybe we're talking about a movie written about this guy. But I don't know. Odds are probably not. So we'll see what happens. But I think, look, I don't think anybody's not rooting for Hot Rod. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, do what you do, buddy.
If anything, he could turn into like a little influencer with the things he's doing on social media. There's two avenues here.
There you go.
Mike, let me ask you a question real quick. What would it take? So you said him recreating these kicks that didn't work out in the NFL. You don't think he's going to get a call off that. What would it take for him to get a call? Because I know we talked about him earlier, because he's the one that had the injury, right? And so once you kind of get labeled as a kicker who's injured, it's hard for you to get that call. So what is it going to take for him to get that call?
I don't know. And it's something Drew Butler's actually the one that said that to me about, once you get labeled as a guy that had surgery, it's hard to get those tryouts because there's – like kicking is one of those things that people are so good at. You know what I mean? And and I say so good at, boy, that sounds really bad when you look at the situation we've been with the Atlanta Falcons, but it's such a finite group. So, yeah, we brought in, what, 11 kickers last Tuesday? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the number was yesterday, but it's hard to kind of get in that, you know, that traveling circus, as Drew called it last week. So I'm sure it'll come at some point. There will be – I mean, Youngway just got signed, right?
And right.
You said we'll talk about that later, but once he gets the call – he needs to nail, like, every single kick in the trial.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure he will. He's a very good kicker. So we'll see how it all turns out for him.
You know, the other caveat to this is, like, it's all perfectly acclimated to him when he's making these social media videos.
Right, exactly.
Like, he's not going to post one that doesn't go in.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I wouldn't either. Oh, shank that one.
Just real quick. So if, let's say, Sauls doesn't work out, Parker Romo continues to struggle, should the Falcons' next call be to old Hot Rod?
I doubt it will. And
why don't they just go get a guy that can kick? Why does it always have to be a Georgia guy? Why do we do this? This drives me absolutely bat neck cray. I'm just lose my mind. All right, he was really good at Georgia. Well, he's been the same guy that you wanted cut here. You hated Younghoe Koo at the end. You turned on him. So we don't need to bring in just a guy because he played at Georgia and the fan base likes his glasses. How about we get a guy who can put the ball through the uprights almost 90% of the time? Go find that guy. I don't give a damn where he played college football. I don't care. We don't. I hate this thing with this fan base, and I think all fan bases do it, where he has to play. Well, if he went to Georgia, he's automatically better because I remember him. Well, he sucked in the NFL. That's why he doesn't have a team. I don't care what he did in the XFL. If he was anybody else and he was playing in the XFL, you would think he is, a retread and garbage. But because he played at Georgia 8 years ago, he's, you know, this be-all, end-all. It's ridiculous. Go get a guy that can kick. Who cares where he played college football?
I am with you on that. Like, I don't care where he played college football. I think the social media aspect is funny.
Yes.
I think it's interesting.
Yes.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That's funny,
going
but...
it, going about it that way.
You know, I'm with you. That's cool. And I don't have anything against Hot Rod, but the fans only bring him up because he played at Georgia. They refuse to acknowledge the failures he's had in the NFL. And that's what drives me nuts about it. I mean, it just makes me lose my mind. Like, that, oh, do we ignore his failures because, well, we liked him at Georgia. His glasses were cool.
Well, at this point, the Falcons have signed Ben Sauls to the practice squad and, of course, Parker Romo. We still have yet to see what's going to be happening this weekend. Now, earlier we talked about Terry McLaurin's unknown status for Sunday. Kind of puts a twist on the matchup for this game coming up at the Benz. Let's go positive this time around. What matchups do you think will favor the Falcons when it comes to our defense taking on the Commanders' offense?
Well, you know, I think that when you look at that, if he is out and, you know, we're going to have names come up like Luke McCaffrey, who, you know, a few catches last week, scored a touchdown. I think that's, you know, a nice thing for them to be able to put him in. You know, Chris Moore, another name that's thrown around there. I don't think Noah Brown played last week. I think Noah Brown was inactive and is also injured. That's a name that's kind of been kicked around. I think he came over from the Texans, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So I was impressed, and Bo, I think you'll probably echo this because we've both kind of been diving into the film. I was actually impressed with how our secondary played last week, given everything else that was going on. You know, and it's not like, and you brought up Tetero McMillan. You know, Xavier Leggett was not active last week, but I thought just for the most part, down A.J. Terrell, that our defense back in the secondary played a pretty good brand of football. Xavier Watts a couple of times was off balance, but, man, I think they kept everything in front of them for the most part and did a nice job on the back end.
Yeah, the biggest play of the game was for them offensively, I feel like, was that fourth down play on, I believe, the opening drive where they basically use, Mike, a rub route to free up Tetaroa McMillan, and he kind of starts on the inside, right, of a little three-man bunch, so to speak. And they use basically he runs around, and it's basically a rub route, and Watts kind of gets caught in the wash in that and inside, and almost McMillan kind of used it to float up almost like a wheel route, so to speak,
yeah,
down the sideline, yeah. And Watts just got lost in it. That was the big play. I mean, D. Alford kind of manned up Tetaroa McMillan a lot, and if you think about it, you take away that catch. I think D. Alford gave up two catches, and I know that McMillan was targeted eight times, so I agree with you. I know that they used an extra tackle 19 times last week. At least that's Trent Scott, their backup left tackle's snap count percentage. So they might have used that many. So that they're going to try to run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, offensively, if Mariota's the quarterback, and maybe even if Jaden Daniels is, depending on what, you know, depending on the health of him, they're going to, I mean, they ran for 200 yards last week.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know this, too, and this is something I've been kind of mulling over in my head. If Jaden Daniels just comes back, but he's, you know, he's coming off an injury, the way that they utilized Marcus Mariota a week ago in the run game, I would not be surprised if Mariota is still a part of this game plan. If he still comes in on, like, certain second downs, maybe they do bring in that extra tackle. Maybe there is some kind of heavy run set or an unbalanced formation, and you are running some kind of, you know, quarterback counter off of a speed sweep action. I wouldn't be shocked about that at all. As a matter of fact, I wish in my heart of hearts that we did stuff like that offensively. And, you know, I talked about Zach Robinson the last couple of days. I'm not impressed. I don't see it. We don't have depth to our offense. You want to talk about adding depth. It's having a piece like Marcus Mariota that you don't have to ask to throw the football, and they can come in and run plays like that on first down, second down, and keep you in really good situations. They trust him, and I think there's something beautiful about the way that they're able to attack other defenses when he's part of the game plan. So I'll be curious to see how they go about that.
Yeah, it's kind of a battle of the Titans when you look at it as far as they're averaging. Now they ran for 200 last week, so maybe this number is a little bit inflated based on you know, what they didn't do against the Packers and how much they did last week. But they're the second-best run offense right now at 157 yards, and you're the 10th-best run defense. You're allowing only 96. So it's going to be one of the situations where you're going to clamp down. Am I, based on numbers and passing yards allowed, you talked about the secondary earlier, they only allowed 131 yards a game. That's the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if you want to really get down to it, the yards per completion is under 5 yards right now. So that tells you that this defense has done a pretty good job of keeping things in front of them and kind of limiting that. So, you know, that's where it is. Now, I agree with you when you look at some of these exotic looks that Washington was able to transition to in just a week because of Marcus Mariota. It begs to differ where are some of ours. And I just think, you know, the more and more I was talking to somebody on Twitter that you look at our offense, there's so many things that aren't clicking that it is really amplifying maybe some of the vanilla-ness that we've ran out there with. You know, you take all of those those little mess ups where the wide receiver's not running the right routes. I know Arch was talking about it yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and it just all kind of sums up. Like we talked about again, when two guys run in the same area and one of them is supposed to run an out breaking route like a sideline route, and that's where the ball goes. There's something not right with the wide receiver group. The lack of urgency in these routes. We saw it in Minnesota, the lack of urgency that they're running the routes with or in precision. There's something not clicking. So, you know, with Zach being down there and everything, maybe that'll help. And with maybe a change. Maybe look, sometimes when you make a change, it shakes up a whole room, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, and the term that I've seen kind of kicked around from some people, I want to address this too, is that they think that that Ike being fired was scapegoating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it that way. I don't understand the thought that it's a scapegoat firing of Ike Hilliard. And here's why. Scapegoating to me would be like if Arthur Blank is the one that said Ike Hilliard needed to be fired. I'm not going to fire the head coach of the OC, but I'm going to fire somebody. And so somebody's got to go, and I'm going to fire somebody. That, to me, that's scapegoating. To me, and this is not to like try to get on Raheem Morris's bandwagon. I think we've all kind of said that if this doesn't get better, he needs to go. But Raheem Morris, after 3 weeks, having the stones to make a move like that, to me, is a good thing. This is him giving the wide receiver group and the entire offense and putting people on notice going, what's happening isn't good enough, all right? And I think that so many times, if they had gone back with the same coaching staff and the same players next week and the same thing happened, it'd be like, you know, this is the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same things, thinking it's going to change. He actually did change something, and that's why I don't think it's scapegoating. That's why I don't understand the use of that term.
Well, I think that's a term that a lot in the media try to throw out there because it sounds like they're being tough on the head coach, and they're oh, look, see, I'm going to use these big terms and tell you why I know more because I'm smarter than you. But the reality is I have no clue what's happening on the field and most likely internally with the team. So that's the route I go to kind of play it safe because I'm betting on the fact that this team ain't going to get it right. That's what scapegoating means when I hear a lot in the media throw that out there. Maybe some of those guys should watch the game sober and they might know what's happening. What I would say, though, is that we got mad at him last year for allowing Jimmy Lake to continue when we knew it was a problem. When we knew, why are the DBs playing 10 yards off and they're just pitching and catching it down the field? We can't be mad that he fixes that and makes it move early and then say, well, he's scapegoating. We can't have it both ways.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I do have. I have seen the feedback. Everyone's appreciating that they're acknowledging something needed to change.
Yeah.
Don't forget, this Thursday, we're going to have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bell live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. We're going to be setting the stage for Thursday night football and looking ahead to all the big college and professional games this weekend. That's Dukes and Bell Thursday from 2 to 6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Coming up, Mike Gundy has been fired. We're going to talk about that. Preview week 5 in college football. And we've got my Mac drop. We all learned our ABCs through song. Now we can learn the NFL coaches through song. It's not AI. Whoever didn't like that, it's not AI. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it is 6:44 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on the rails as always. Now, Oklahoma State fired longtime football coach Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy is the second longest tenured FBS head coach.
Was.
Yeah. Did not fix that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is that he's old enough to have been there. Obviously, when I was in college, we played against them like 2006 or 2007. I can't remember which one it was. But, yeah, you know, good coach, obviously. But the first thing that came to my mind, and you're going to hate this, but it tells you where I'm at mentally in terms of this Falcons offense. I was like, I wonder if we could – because he was Zach Robinson's head coach in college. Zach Robinson was the quarterback at Oklahoma State. And I was like, man, I wonder if Zach could call him. Just, hey, let's go and kick the tires on this thing over here and see what you see. You know, maybe an outside perspective. But it's it was a wild ride for him. And obviously he's a wild coach. And he's a man and he's 40, but he's a lot older than that now. So it is what it is.
Well, he was 40 when I was just starting radio, so, and I was 25, I'm 42 now. If that tells you anything. So yeah, he's got a few years. I was always a fan of some of the things he did. I think it got a little. There was a couple of things he's done recently I don't necessarily agree with, but you think about Mike Gundy, and that was a program at Oklahoma State that was under 500. When he took over, and people, I think people forget, Mike. Do you remember who he took over that job for?
God, that's no.
Yeah, this is a trick.
Is it Les Miles?
Allie likes to play trivia. I'll play a little trivia.
I think it was
Les
Miles.
Yeah, It was Les Miles.
Ha!
And he took over, and Les Miles had a couple of good years there, and obviously took over for Saban. 170-90 there. He had a over 600 winning percentage for a program that had a 400 and something winning percentage when he took over. So he's the greatest coach of all time in Oklahoma State history, and that's what he leaves with. Steve Spurrier said, I had a buddy of mine text me, and I said that, you know, we were talking about this, and he said, you know, I used to love Gundy, but so it's sometimes the act gets a little bit stale. And Steve Spurrier said this the best when he left Florida. How everybody was like, how could you leave your alma mater, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, I think 10 years is about enough most places. And look, when you're a Gundy, a Spurrier personality, that's spot on. 10 years is a lot at one place when you don't win a title, and when even a Spurrier did, but you have that kind of, you know, sarcastic attitude, it sometimes wears thin if you're not winning games.
Yeah, and also I think that so much has changed in college football. That is a program that does have money, mm-hmm. even though Mike Gundy used to say that they didn't. They do have money. And so I'll be curious to see what their next step is, because if they can hire the right guy, that's a program that should take a step. I don't blame them for moving on, and I don't think he's a bad coach. It just kind of is what it is at this point.
Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman frontrunner John Mateer is going to undergo surgery on his right hand.
Has anybody seen a timeline on this? Like it just says, oh, maybe he'll be back before the end of the year. And as a Bama guy who got beat by Oklahoma last year, I would love to know, because he's a really good football player. And it's unfortunate because this probably ends the chances he had at a Heisman Bowl. But, it's just one of those things where this is the nature of the beast in college football sometimes, especially at that position.
This is huge. This pretty much puts Oklahoma right. I really feel bad for Venables, because he was under a microscope this year as far as, you know, what he could do with his program. Now he's right back to the same place he was last year with a national championship tier defense, caliber defense, and uncertainty at the quarterback position once again, when you went out and did everything you could to try to figure this out. So, what are they, 4-0? So I think he's got a head start on last year, but now this puts everything in question for Oklahoma. It's going to be rough now. This is the worst case scenario for them.
It does say that Matt Zenitz from CBS Sports said that Mateer is expected to miss about a month. So that'll have him back before the end of October, but he'd miss games like Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, possibly being back for November 1st, and they play Tennessee. So that's best case scenario. That just sucks for him, man. Sucks.
That's awful. A quick reminder, Mac Drop coming up in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and preview a few games for this weekend. Of course, Georgia is hosting Alabama. Bo, who you got on this one?
Georgia hosting Alabama? I don't have Alabama right now. For whatever reason, since that national championship game, and even a little bit before it, that crimson helmet with a number on it really gives Kirby Smart's teams trouble. They really seem to match up well. I don't know if it's because that, you know, they're built that way. I will say this: if I'm Georgia, I'm a Georgia fan, I should say, I am terrified about my secondary play, because what was the kid's name at Tennessee? Brazil just ran all over that secondary as far as free and making big catches, and Ryan Williams and Mike. I can never remember the kid's name. Number 5. For Alabama, the wide receiver.
Jeremy Bernard.
Bernard, to me, has had a better season to this point than Ryan Williams. And he 100%. Has been a bigger asset to Ty Simpson than Ryan Williams. He's been that blanket, because Ryan Williams had that injury with the concussion. I know he had a big week against Wisconsin, I think it was. But, like, they need to find – I don't know if Georgia can cover them. Now, if Georgia can get home before that, but I'm not sure if Georgia's secondary matches up well with this receiving core for Alabama.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to me to see if Alabama's offensive line can step up to the task. But this is like the opposite to me of an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. This is like a movable object, like heading to Athens. And, you know, obviously I'm going to have my crimson on. I'll be cheering them on, but – Bama's been awful away from Bryant-Denny Stadium under Kalen DeBoer. They're, I think, 1-5 away from Bryant-Denny Stadium, one of those games including Florida State this year. And Athens, When's the last time they lost in Athens? We were just talking about Rodrigo Blankenship. Mm-hmm. They haven't lost since he was there. They haven't lost in Athens since he was there. So it's you know, there's a lot of things that need to get corrected for Bama to do it. The problem is, or the good thing is, at least for me, Bama has the talent to do it. It's just, can they put the pieces on the field? So a lot on the line this weekend, and I know big recruiting weekend for Georgia too. So we'll see what happens.
Quick mention real quick of number 4, LSU is going to visit number 13, Ole Miss.
Separation Saturday. We said it last week, headed into this week. We're about to find out the truth about a lot of these teams around the SEC, whether or not they are SEC championship material, college football playoff material. So that's one of them.
Yeah, look, I thought we were going to Mac drop.
Well, you're not wrong, Bo. We did go to Mac drop. You're not wrong. So I'm pretty familiar with all the NFL head coaches, but you know, there are quite a few. So it's hard to memorize all of them.
Okay.
Thankfully, Jimmy Fallon has a ton of writers that can create a song to help us all remember. Now, here's the caveat here. Some of this, because that's TV. Some of these are visual, but I think you'll get the gist of what's going on here. Dylan, play it.
You got Shauna and Shauna and Shauna and Shen. You got John and Jim and Dave. You got Brian, Ben. You got Mike, Aaron, Glenn. You got this guy. He's the Mr. Cleanest. And this guy helps with diabetes. And this guy has the best goatee. And this guy, his name's Kevin. You got this guy, he's the very oldest. This guy, he could be a Jonas. And this guy, Buzz from Home Alonis. And this guy, also Kevin. Nick Todd, Zach Cal, don't forget Raheem though. Final two, you know, it's Liam and D'Amico. 32 gentlemen, now you know them well. Yeah, that's every coach in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah, so Matt LaFleur is the one he compared to a Jonas.
Which one was it?
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. I was wondering, I was like, who's the Jonas?
And then Kellen Moore was that. Buzz from Home Alone, and he compared Dan Quinn to Mr. Clean.
Wow.
So, pop quiz, guys. Fits. Got a pop quiz for you. This is what they do on Big Brother. They'll show you a video and then quiz you on it.
Okay.
All right. So, how many current NFL head coaches are named Mike?
Did he say three?
Five?
I don't know what it was. Such a normal name.
You're like, Mike.
I think it was four, wasn't it?
It's three.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
I think he changed it to Matt on one of them. Speaking of Matts, how many Matts are there?
Did he say it in the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Well, he just named them.
Yeah.
Two.
Three.
Bo, you got a guess?
I don't know. Three.
Two. Dylan was right on that. How many are Sean?
That was the first one he said. It was three Seans, right?
Sean, Shane.
Ah! Dang it. I was like, dude, I know I heard this.
And then how many are named Brian?
I don't remember that part.
There's Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least two.
Yeah.
I think there's only one.
You think there's only one Brian?
No, there's
not. Did you listen to that song?
Brian Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Brian Daboll.
I'm going to say two.
Who's out in Dallas?
Oh, Brian Schottenheimer. Good call. Dang.
So that is three. Do you
I just call him Marty's boy.
Do you feel like you have all three names all 32 names memorized?
No. Like,
can I tell you something? No, but if we had to go through and you showed me a team, like if we went through a division like standing thing and you pointed at a team, I could probably name their head coach. But like doing it like this completely baffles me.
How many mics?
No visual aids.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many there is of each one, but I could probably name everybody's coach. How crazy is that?
I will say Raheem, I feel like, got some of the most screen time on that. He said, don't forget Raheem, though.
Have I ever shown you, and I think it was Fallon, Bo, you'll have to help me. Have I ever shown you when they were going through, and it was a political thing, so I won't go too deep into it, but they were talking about all the different people named Mike Johnson on Fallon. I think it was Fallon. And they put a bunch of pictures of guys named Mike Johnson on the screen. And my picture, I don't know what I did to make angry the writers and the digital people at that show. But my picture, everybody else is smiling, and I look like I'm headed to a hospital. Like, I'm like,
let's find
it. Yeah, I got the picture.
Yeah, I think we tweeted it at one point. It was absolutely terrible. Like, I had so many people hit me up. They're like, dude, you were just on Fallon or whatever it was. And I was like, no. I was like, dude, of all the pictures, why is mine like that? Everybody else looks so happy.
We need to get you on Fallon for a different reason.
So
somehow
bad.
Recreate that. Rewrite
so
history.
So bad, man.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about these matchups that we're going to watch for this weekend as the Falcons take on the Commanders. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.